This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
We're inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. With us, from my left around the table, David Benjamin Cody, three members of Charlie Horse, a band who will be playing Saturday night at Kingfish, just off Dixon Street, as kind of the after party to the Walton Arts Center portion of the Fayetteville Roots Festival. Gentlemen, welcome.
Howdy.
Hey.
And the good news is we have all kinds of instruments around us, so I guess you're going to be playing as well?
These guys are, yep.
Yeah.
Two out of three.
Two out of five. Ain't bad. Yeah. Two out of five, that's a little worse.
Well, the first thing, and before you guys arrived,
yes,
we were talking about the name Charlie Horse.
Yes. How did you come up with the name Charlie Horse? Because isn't Charlie Horse kind of not a good thing? I mean, well, anybody who's had one is like, oh, that hurts, and it's not pleasant.
Well, yeah. Our old bass player thought it was a good sounding roots name, but also, you know, you could dance so hard that you got a Charlie Horse, but also roots music isn't always real happy, and sometimes it does hurt. So, you know, it kind of goes along with that as well.
And it's kind of playful.
Yeah.
That's good.
You bring up the term roots music, which is can mean a wide variety of things. It can mean anything from really traditional blues up to more rowdy, you know, think Jason the Scorchers or Mother Truckers or something like that. How do you guys describe roots music?
I don't know, just the storytelling in it, maybe. You know, the music that tells stories about people's lives and about average, everyday people's lives, and just the struggles that we kind of all go through. That kind of hits it for me. And that, along with because I play pedal steels and banjos and dobros, the instrumentation goes a long way for me as well. Instruments that have these traditional roots-based, Americana-based instruments definitely signifies a roots-based band to me and a roots sound to me.
Yeah, no auto-tuners.
Just a cross-cut of Americana for sure. It's just a little bit of everything.
Does that enter into, because you guys write, you know, music, does that enter into it consciously for you when you talk about everyday folks?
Most of the songwriting I do is pretty personal songwriting, really. So for me, it would definitely be more the style. I mean, like someone like Guy Clark, who's going to be here this weekend, is just, you know, I grew up on that stuff. My parents are both Austinites, moved up to find water in the 70s, and I grew up on that sort of Americana singer songwriter Texas stuff. So, and Guy Clark's a very personal writer too. He writes mostly about himself and personal experiences, and he's such a working man's kind of songwriter too, because he's done all kinds of stuff, and he's just
built boats.
He's just he's all over the place. Guitars, boats, working on big machinery, just whatever. He's just, you know, pure American. You know, it's hard for me to picture him to have a music career, really, because most of the stuff he sings about, you'd wonder where he found time to really do any of that. But that's a Texan.
He does it well.
Yeah, that's the Texan in him for sure. So,
you know, technically, you guys could say that since you're at Kingfish after Walton Arts Center and it's all part of the same festival, couldn't you technically say that Guy Clark opened for you?
Well, that's what I'm going to say. Well,
yeah, that's a good idea.
We tend to find ourselves in that position a lot. I prefer the term after party.
In this case, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
You guys seem like to be a great band for an after party, because you are a party, right?
Yeah, that's why they picked us. I work for Jeremy, and
that's Jeremy at Greenhouse
Jeremy
Grill.
Gothrop, who's one of the promoters on this, and we've worked for Jeremy before on music stuff, because of course he did the Great Unknown festivals back in the day. I guess it's been quite a while since there was one of those, but you know, he called me into the office and said we need a party band for after hours, and you guys just really, there's just nobody else really that could really fill that, you know, in this town, really, they can fill that niche. It can because we do. We jump a lot of lines. I mean, I play a ton of Guy Clark songs, and you know, but they're definitely not done in that fashion. We used to play a lot more acoustic music, but the electric won out because most of our gigs were in bars where it's loud, so we had to be louder.
Yeah, we're a late night loud group of guys.
Yeah,
so you know, that's the kind of music that we play.
Well, that's how you got involved with the Roots Festival. How did you guys get involved with each other as a band? How did you meet?
Well, I was looking for some people to play music with, and I knew some friends of Ben's parents, and Ben had just moved back from Alaska.
Montana.
And the people that I knew that knew his parents had told me, you've got to meet Ben Wardlaw. You guys would love to play music together. Y'all have the same kind of approach to music, just kind of a go-get-it sort of style. And then another friend of mine had seen Ben play just at a circle at a campfire at a festival and came back and told me the same thing. You got to meet this guy, Ben Wardlaw. Y'all would love to play together. And then I ran into Ben into a bar one night, and we kind of met. And we decided to have like a little rehearsal, kind of feel each other out the next day, see how it went. And I went over there expecting to play music for like an hour and then leave. And we ended up spending 5 or 6 hours playing music that day. And I ended up moving in to the house with him probably within a month. And that was kind of the beginning of that. And Stacy and I had already been kind of playing with the idea of trying to get some stuff off the ground with Charlie Horse. And
Stacy Lyles is the one that came up with the name.
Yeah, Stacy Lyles, our former bass player. And so the three of us just kind of started off, and they used to do a Monday Night Bluegrass at the Gypsy, which is currently the Rogue, and they had Wildwood did it one summer and the next summer, and I'd kind of helped with getting that together, and my friend Jody, who was in charge of that, came to me, I don't know, maybe 6 weeks or less before they were doing the Monday Night Bluegrass for the summer, and he said, I heard you got a band together. I said, well, yeah, we've been playing together for like 3 weeks, 4 weeks, just kind of practicing. He says, well, you know, you guys have 5 weeks, and y'all play every Monday for the summer, and so go ahead and get ready. And so me and Ben just started playing a lot of music and kind of trying to get ready for that. And that's pretty much what forced us into going from just hanging out on the front porch and playing music together for fun into trying to come up with something that we could actually entertain people for a long period of time. Is that kind of how you remember it, Ben? More or less?
More or less, yeah, definitely.
Now, you guys mentioned earlier that you have a CD. Is that fairly eclectic as well?
We have two of them, actually.
Well, we're sold out of the first one, but yeah. We've recorded two of them.
And what are the titles of the CDs?
The first one was Come On, and this one was just
self-titled. The second one was the debut album, mm-hmm. Charlie Horse, self-titled. Yeah. And the first one was called Come On.
Is that what I said?
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, I was just saying. But yeah, it is eclectic on that for sure. It's not as much as our live shows because of the covers that we pick out. Because, you know, it's a lot easier to change it up whenever you're, you know, playing someone else's songs because you can just switch gears. But and for writing, it, you know, everybody's going to, no matter who you are, you're going to write sort of in the same vein. So.
Well, should we ask them our traditional question when the entire band isn't here?
Yes. So there's only three of you, and there's a total of five, so yeah. Two people are missing. So we want you to tell us something about one or both of them that we may not know. An interesting fact, a secret, if you will.
Well, me and Chad played t-ball together.
Last week? Or?
No. No, when we were kids. I don't know how old you are when you play t-ball. But
5, 6. Yeah. What was your team? Yeah. Do you remember?
Bonanza.
Nice.
Yep. And we were also in, I guess, nursery school together. The First Baptist Church here on the corner, Dixon and 71.
Wow.
So you guys get to do Isaiah.
We're talking about he's Derek Trucks' illegitimate son.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's true. He is the illegitimate child.
He was conceived
Derek
at age 12. Derek was pretty rowdy back then, I guess. He is very, if you've ever seen a picture of either of those two, they are
strikingly similar.
Fitting image from the way they hold their face when they play to their hair to everything about them.
Yep.
Very similar looking.
And Derek Trucks, in case people don't know, this amazing, still very young blues guitarist.
Yeah, the Allman Brothers, as well as his own band.
And he's now, married to Susan Tedeschi.
And they have a great CD out.
Yes.
That's the Tedeschi Trucks band.
Yep.
So that's what, okay, so he is the doppelganger for
yeah, there you go.
Absolutely.
He can even play like him, too, times.
That's what's even better.
Okay, let's talk about the instruments. You have your guitar.
Yep.
You brought in banjo.
Banjo and a dobro.
When did you pick up the dobro? When did you start?
Oh, I had a mandolin for a long time, and I just never could. The little thing just never made sense to me, so I traded in for a dobro, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago. And I just instantly really loved the slide. I had already been playing slide guitar on a regular guitar and just loved the slide sound and just the feeling you can get out of a fretless instrument. And so I just kind of started playing that. And I played dobro and a little bit of banjo and guitar. And me and Dave played with a band, with Jeff Fox and another band one summer, probably pretty soon into the Charlie Horse career. And that was how we met Isaiah. But I told Jeff I wanted to play some guitar in that band. He said, no, don't worry about that. You play that slide guitar. We'll find another guitar player. And that was kind of the first time that I'd ever thought in my head about the future of my music career and what instruments I should play to maybe get more work and things like that. So at that point, I kind of stopped practicing the guitar and started practicing dobro and lap steel and banjo. And then in the last 5 years, been really laying into the pedal steel quite a bit.
So Saturday night, Kingfish, it's the after party after the Walton Arts Center part of the Roots Festival. If you are going to the Roots Festival at Walton Arts Center, you get in free at Kingfish.
Yep.
If you're not, $10 to get in?
Actually, I'm going to amend that right now, and it's going to go ahead and be a free show.
Oh.
Jared, that's what Jeremy told me.
Okay.
Now I remember.
Wow.
So, yes.
So free.
Yes. After the after-hours party will be... it'll be a regular old Kingfish crowd. So.
Yeah, and on top of getting to see just Charlie Horse, you're going to have Sarah Hughes is going to be playing before us, I think, a solo acoustic show. And we're going to have Mark Ballou from Big Smith sitting in with us for the whole show. And we're hoping Ryan Spearman, another great songwriter from St. Louis that's going to be down here, is going to sit in on fiddle with us. So we should have the Charlie Horse Rock and Roll Country Orchestra up there for our set.
We have a pretty good history with Mark Ballou from Big Smith and Ryan. Ryan used to come through town in a band called High on the Hog. It was a Colorado string band, single mic string band, and he's a amazing fiddle player, amazing musician, teaches at the folk school in St. Louis. And Mark is secretly a rock and roll junkie, so he'll be up there ripping electric guitar, which he doesn't get to do enough because he's really good.
And that's Saturday night. Friday night.
Yep, Friday night is going to be kind of a little free downtown pre-party. If it's going to be one of those things, if you don't have tickets to the festival and you still want to see some regional roots music on Friday night, there's going to be at Kingfish is going to be Kevin Banach from 6 to 8. He's a great local songwriter. And then from 8 to 11 is going to be Joe Mack, who's out of Tahlequah, Oklahoma, another really great songwriter performer, and Stacy Lyles, who's the former bass player of Charlie Horse, and myself will be backing up Joe Mack. So that'll be like a three-piece acoustic bluegrass sort of thing going on Friday night from 8 to 11 there, and Kevin Banach from 6 to 8.
And that's all on that new stage.
Yep, it's all on the new stage there, and that's all free too.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, how about some music?
Yeah.
Okay.
And this song is kind of a Fayetteville homecoming song as well, for sure. So it's halfway written out west. Thinking about getting back home for sure. Great.
Yep. My daddy wasn't no sailor, didn't sail on.